Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my dear friend, Miss Kristen Harper.
Hey
girl.
I'm so excited.
I'm obsessed with Kristen.
Oh my god, guys.
No, seriously,
I'm so excited. This is so fun. I feel like we are new friends.
I know.
It's exciting.
It's so fun having a new friend that's a little outside of my bubble.
It is.
Because
I'm a little older.
Yeah, it's like my big sis.
Yeah, I love that.
Except I don't feel like you're that much older than me.
I always forget how old you are.
I'm 25.
Okay, yes. I'm turning 30 in like 2 weeks.
No, but all my friends are like 30, I feel.
Okay. 30, flirty, and thriving.
30, flirty, and thriving. Okay, in 2 weeks, you're turning 30.
Yeah, May 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start off with that.
Yeah.
May 20 what?
8th.
May
28th. Memorial Day weekend is always great. It's always a great,
great birthday,
great time.
Okay, what are you doing for your 30th?
I'm not a huge birthday person, but I'm everybody really wants you to celebrate your 30th. Like,
yeah.
People really get on you for it. So I'm gonna try to figure out something. I think I'm just gonna do like a fun, like brunchy situation, then go out in Venice or Santa Monica.
Yeah, okay, I love
you should
that.
Come if you're around.
I will.
Okay,
I definitely will. Well. Okay. I feel like when you turn 30, because mm-hmm. of the movie, 13 going on 30,
yes.
It feels so much older than it is. But now all my friends are 30 and I'm like, that's not old at all.
I know, it really isn't. And I feel like I'm so much more excited to turn 30 than I was to turn 29. 29, I was like, oh my God, I'm almost 30.
It's a weird age.
Like, that is so old. But now I'm like, heck yeah, I'm 30. Yeah. Like, the best things are like coming in your 30s. Everybody says that. So I feel like
totally.
I'm just going to lean into that.
Okay. So what do you wish, I guess, now that you're turning 30, is there anything you wish you would have done in your 20s?
Oh my gosh. I think that's why I feel so good stepping into my 30s, because I really did it. I had so many different eras in my 20s. You know, I was really in the scene for a little bit, like going to all these crazy parties, and then I didn't do that. And then I was in college during that time. There was so many different things. I feel like I just said yes a lot and really made the most of it. And I just feel like that's what your 20s is about, figuring yourself out. Mm-hmm. I feel so much more myself now that I'm 30. Where in my 20s, you're just kind of like
figuring it
out. Hello, who am I? Is anyone there?
I guess, what are the things that you are so glad you checked off the list while you were 20?
Oh my gosh.
Your 20s.
I think finding true good friends is a huge thing in your 20s. I was lucky to have friends from high school, actually, some of them are from preschool. So like
I've had this
group of like six really close friends. And then in LA, once I started working, I had great friends in LA too, and really fostering those relationships and figuring out who serves you and who is like maybe just like a friend for going out, or like you realize that you're allowed to have friends that fall into different categories of your life, and not every friend has to be everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I don't know. I feel like that was the biggest lesson I learned in my 20s, is that friendships are important. You need to lean on them, especially girl friendships. As women, we need to like lean on our girlfriends. It's so important. And guys will come and go, but like through that is all of your girlfriends.
Absolutely. I love that. What does fostering a friendship mean to you?
I think making the time. Like, I really, really love how at this time in my life, like, I actually went to lunch or dinner with Maddie recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, she.
From this podcast.
Yes, I know. We met on this podcast. Yeah.
Matchmaking
friends.
Thank you.
But, like, she reached out and she was like, let's grab dinner. And I just love when people make such an effort to, like, cultivate a friendship, because it does take work and it does take time. And, like, we're all so busy. She's busy. You're busy. We're all busy. But figuring out those times when you need to meet up with your friends and pouring yourself into your friends, giving something to you, you give something to me. It's all about just being like a family, you know, and just.
Absolutely. Is one of your love languages quality time?
Yes, it definitely is. I think my first one is, I think my first one is probably quality time. Like
that kind of makes sense just from an outsider's perspective on your life, especially with Jared. Like, I'm sure it's so valuable quality time because you guys are both so busy.
I think it's become more of my love language because we have such crazy schedules and he's gone all day, that I really like really value that time we have together and like really want to make the most out of it. So I think quality time has definitely creeped up there, but it used to be like, it changes sometimes. It's like words of affirmation, but my love language to people is acts of service for sure.
Oh really?
But I hate that in return.
Interesting.
Like, I hate when people do things for me. It just like, ugh,
okay, so
stop.
What's your go-to acts of service thing that you do for maybe like a friend?
Oh my gosh. Well, I sound like a weirdo. I love to like go over to my friend's house and like spruce it up a little bit. Maybe if she has dishes out, like put her dishes away, or like
cute.
Just do little things that will like, all my friends are so busy. I just like, I like doing little things like that, or like picking something up at the store for them that will make
That's
them feel
adorable.
Special. Yeah.
Okay, what about in your relationship with Jared?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I do. It's harder. I feel like in our relationship, I try to step back from doing that a little more because I actually try to let him do acts of service because I don't like that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to learn because that is how he wants to give love.
Oh.
So he wants to do things.
You guys are the same. You like
kind
to give
of,
the same.
Yes, yeah. Which is good if you like the same things. He likes acts of service, but he's different too because he's like, well, we could just like get someone to do that. So whereas like, I'm like, no, like I'm doing this for you.
No, I appreciate it from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for him, I had to learn to be like, yeah, you can do that for me.
Uh-huh. Letting
because
him do that.
I normally like to just take over, control everything. So
me.
It's been a good thing to learn that guys like love that. They love taking
it's
care of you
guy
in that
thing.
Way. It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's probably,
What is something he does for you that you actually do appreciate acts of service wise?
Oh my gosh. Well, he's so like intentional and thoughtful, which I feel like you wouldn't picture, but he's so, oh my God. Well,
he's definitely one of the good ones.
Here's a really good story that just happened this week. there is a little bird's nest outside of our house in Detroit.
Wait,
and
cute.
I was obsessed with it. And for some reason this spring, I manifested. I really wanted to see a bird's nest. It's very, very weird.
Kristen's journal at this, night, please I let bird hatch.
I swear, I said it to my friend. I was like, I just want to see a little bird's nest. And I want to see the birds getting fed from their mom. And that was my goal this spring. So this happened.
Wait, this is adorable.
And a little bird's nest with bright blue robin's eggs. I think those are robin's eggs. Were in this nest, and he went and got a camera so I can watch it at
no,
all times.
No, you're kidding.
Swear. He, like, set it up and everything.
So it's
after work. Like,
just
he
streaming all the time.
Just a live stream.
You should live stream this on TikTok.
I think I will. I'm obsessed. It's the first thing I do every morning is just, like, tune in.
So did you see them hatch?
No, they're still just eggs.
Okay, they're still eggs.
They're still
will
eggs.
It alert you when there's movement?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Is it like a Ring camera?
It's kind of. It's called like a Blink camera or something.
This is incredible.
I know. But how cute is that? Like,
the second I find a guy to get like, a camera. To
he knew how important the birds were to me. So he said
that is the cutest yeah. thing I've ever heard so in my sweet. Entire life.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's Jared.
Okay. So you're an acts of service girl for giving, but yes. you like to receive quality time?
I think quality time and like physical touch.
Physical probably. Touch. Yeah, yeah. Okay, what about what else in your 20s are you so glad that you did?
Oh,
it can be
gosh.
Little things. Like you're like, I'm so glad I went on this one crazy date. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I think saying yes to like crazy situations, like uh-huh. that's the best time when you don't, especially if you're not in a relationship. And I know a lot of girls struggle with being single in their 20s, but I tell you, some of the best times in my 20s were when I was single and mm-hmm. I had to, you know, I was just free. I could do whatever I want. I could go on the trip. I didn't have to, you know, report back. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm reporting back to anyone now, but like you don't have to even check in. Uh-huh. You just get to do exactly what you want to do every second of the day. And I think that's so special. So really leaning into that and saying yes to things that you might be scared of. Those are when the best things come out. Like I met my best friend on this modeling shoot in St. Bart's. And that sounds very fancy, but it was like a little out of my comfort zone. And uh-huh. we went there and I found my best friend. And now she's my best friend of like 10 years.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. It's amazing. So like there's just saying yes to things will just open the doors. And maybe you have a horrible time, but what else? Like who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? It's over with.
It's over. So just uh-huh. saying yes, leaning into that and just knowing that you won't be able to have this freedom forever and or this much fun. I feel mm-hmm. like we're also career focused in our 20s that also saying no to things career-wise and saying yes to the fun is important.
Wow, that's great advice.
Yeah, I feel like you need that because
yeah,
you're a big hard worker.
I do need that. What are the things that are, I guess, in the fun category that you're so glad you did?
Definitely trips with girlfriends. I still will always say yes to a fun girls trip, I think, forever. But uh-huh. I feel like I had a lot of that in my 20s. Also, just crazy fun nights out in LA, mm-hmm. like where you just don't know where the night leads. And
those are always the best nights.
They are. And it's like, yes, it's nice to go home. Now I appreciate going home a little early and getting into my bed. But I think it's because I had those crazy nights in my 20s that uh-huh. I was like out until freaking 4 a.m. and didn't know like where I was that
yeah.
I can really appreciate that and been like, that was my time to do that. And now I'm good. I'm good at getting in bed mm-hmm. now at 9 p.m.
Yeah. You're wiped up.
She's wiped
well,
up.
Well, almost for
almost,
realsies.
Almost. I know. I realized I forgot to wear my ring today. So she's single.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
every time I work out, I take them off and I forgot to put them back on.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's so fine.
But yeah. So, yeah.
That's your new responsibility of the
I
day.
I know. It is actually. It's kind of
Have you ever
stressful.
Had any scares where you almost lost it?
No, thank goodness. But it is scary. Like, I mean, I don't get too crazy and like drink too much, but it is every time like I'm slightly drinking, I'm like always checking like, isn't it there?
Is it still
like
on?
It's still there?
Yeah. But. Have you ever met Kaylin and Dean?
No.
From
yes,
The Bachelor.
Yes, Kaylin,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay. First of all, I am obsessed with them. They're so
They're
kind.
So
I love
cute.
Them.
Yeah.
But have you heard the story about him losing the engagement diamond?
Yeah. Just the diamond?
Yeah, just the diamond.
It fell
before,
out?
No, before it was, I guess,
in
had.
It.
Yeah, in the ring or in embedded.
Oh,
I don't know if ring
gives
lingo.
Me the heebie-jeebies.
I know. And, yeah, he's, this is his third diamond he's had to buy.
Oh, wait, what happened to the second one?
I don't know exactly, but Dean has the craziest
okay.
story.
Maybe
I know.
Maybe we should not do diamonds.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah,
maybe
I
we
know.
Should do a different stone. Maybe
I know.
It's bad luck.
Maybe. I don't know.
But she's had the one for a while now. She's doing good.
Yeah, she has the okay. new one. It's fabulous.
Okay,
she's
amazing.
The best. He's the best. It's actually kind of a funny story because it's like so Dean.
To lose it? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I know I put it in a special spot. I just don't know where the special
oh,
spot is.
Oh, it's not that he dropped it. He just literally doesn't know where
no,
it is.
No, it's in a special spot. He has no idea where the special spot is.
And he still
is.
Hasn't found the special spot again.
No.
So one day he's going to go through his stuff. He's going to be doing the most random thing. He's going to reach into his coat pocket and it's going to be literally loose in
there.
We're
like, Dean, invite over a crew of like 20 friends and we'll all look for it.
I mean, that is an expensive thing to lose.
Is that not the most insane thing ever?
That makes me want to go over there and like search through everything.
Right?
I feel like he just needs some hands on deck.
I thought it would maybe be in the washer or dryer. Like, did you put it in a pocket or something and then it went through the washer and dryer and that's why you can't find it?
I mean, that is really, it would be hard because it's like clear kind of.
And it's tiny. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's big, but it's like.
It's big, but it's small. Like, it's a diamond.
Compared to other things.
Yeah. Right. Holy moly. That gives me anxiety.
Anyway, speaking of being engaged, what is it like?
You know what? It's just exactly like not being engaged.
Like being dating
someone. I mean, I feel like there's a slight more sense of security, but I feel like to get to the point where you are engaged, you already have to have that, you know, security and trust with each other. Like, we knew we were going to be together forever and there was no question in that. So I feel like it really hasn't changed a whole lot. It is nice to know that, you know, we're in this together and like it feels more like a team now for sure, especially because I have to pick up and move half the year.
In future planning, now you can take more, I guess, of a role with things.
Yeah. And I think I've stepped into that a little bit more being engaged where I'm taking on more of like the WAG lifestyle. That's so dumb to say. But like just doing more stuff with the team and doing more stuff together because it's not just like two separate entities. While we were dating, I kind of tried to keep things as separate as I could. But now I feel like we're a team and we help each other out. And I love that.
Yeah. I love it. So when you first met Jared, it was a dating app, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Crazy. I know. I have hope.
I think 5 years ago.
What did it for you about him?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's actually funny. So during that time, the second date I went on there. And the first date wasn't even a date. It was kind of like a hang. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was trying to be single for a year that year.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this.
And I was like not really interested. And he looked like a really nice guy. I didn't really know much about him. He thinks I lie when I say that. But like I wasn't following football in LA. And also during that time, Rams just got back to LA. Like, nobody was really paying attention.
Also, no one in LA cares about sports.
Exactly. Like, thinks I'm lying when I say I didn't. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I grew up, like, watching hockey. Like, football has never been the sport I was paying attention to. So, anyways, so I saw him. I thought he was cute. He had a picture, I think, in his profile with his mom, which I thought was, like, cute. Sweet. But also, like, that's such a trick.
I know. That or the trickster. Dog. Or holding a baby. I'm like.
Yes. Yeah. He knows exactly what he's doing. So it was like a Thursday and I remember I was actually just staying at my friend's house during that time and we were just living our lives, like saying yes to all the late nights and having so much fun. But it was a Thursday and I was like, he asked me and I was like, oh, I guess like we're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I think my other friend actually had a date too. So I was like, whatever, we'll just get ready and go on this date. The stakes were so low. Like, I kid you not, like I threw on a dress, did my makeup. Like, I was not thinking it was going to be anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
where'd you go?
We went to Giorgio Baldi, which is so nice.
Wow.
I know, very fancy. He picked me up too in his car, which I had never been picked up for a date before.
That's hot, especially in LA.
Very hot.
Yeah.
And so I remember like I was still like whatever, like not really thinking anything of it. And I walked downstairs and he was like standing outside of his car to like open the door
Shut
for me.
Up.
So hot. And I got so nervous. I was so nervous. And I'm never nervous around guys. Like, I'm always like, whatever, boys, stupid. But I got so nervous.
Wait, that's crazy.
And it was almost like love at first sight because I was like, holy shit. Excuse me.
No, it's okay.
And I just remember getting in the car and just being so, so nervous. And we went to dinner. But then, like, it was so easy.
What song was he playing?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember. I was so nervous. All I can remember is, like, looking down at my, like, I was wearing this, like, polka dot dress from Reformation. I remember just like
love a Reformation dress for a date.
Oh yeah,
so good. Like, so girly.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
So flirty.
But I just remember like looking down at my legs and like being nervous for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So do you think it was because you were like, oh, he knows what he's doing and he's taking this seriously? Like, it was his axe.
I think it was he was just hotter than I was.
Oh, really?
Expecting.
Okay, who's hotter? Boys look bad in pit photos.
Boys. Yes, I feel like when you're on a dating app, this is a good lesson to remember.
Uh-huh.
Boys are hotter in person.
Oh, they're always hotter.
Because you get to see their, like, vibe.
Yes.
Like, boys' vibes are hot, mm-hmm. not their looks.
And I will say, there is something about the height in real life.
Yes, he was tall. I didn't realize he was, like, tall. I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah. So then we went to dinner, and then it was easy. So after we got the nerves out of the way, it was so easy. We, like, talked forever. We talked about all of our family. It was just such an easy conversation, and I was like, oh my God. And at that time I had like, you know, my boys, my phone. Yeah, I remember the next day, like literally stopped responding. And I was like, this is my guy.
Did you guys kiss?
We did. Yeah.
Wow. And he drove you home and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. Good job, Jared.
Yeah. I mean, he drove me not back to.
Oh, okay. You went to his house.
Yeah, just to hang out for more. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just hang out.
Just for, you know, nightcap.
But it was a good hangout.
Okay, I love it.
It led us here, so I love that.
Amazing. So what would you say, I guess, other than the date going so well, like, what did it for you about
it? It just felt easy, and it felt like, aside from when I said I was super nervous in the beginning, it just didn't feel like either of us were trying to be anything that we weren't. We were just kind of like, I don't know. It felt friendly. It felt like we knew each other forever. And even though we just met, mm-hmm. it just felt easy. And I feel like that's one thing that I always try to remind my friends is like, it shouldn't feel hard. Like, mm-hmm. it should be easy. You shouldn't. And he also, after that first date, he never made me like question how he was feeling or that he was interested. Like, I think that's hot. And I think guys forget that that is like attractive. Mm. We like when they show interest and absolutely. They don't need to play it cool. Like, who cares about playing it cool?
The games is
it gets old. Worst. Neither of us really played games. We were kind of just like, yeah, this is we like this.
Wow.
It was refreshing.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Do you feel like there's anything girls in their 20s who are single should be paying more close attention to when they're dating, or they should be looking out for? Maybe something Jared did that you were like, this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, of course, like hearing how they treat their family or how they talk about an ex maybe can give you lots of insight. I think, you know, the guys that are like, oh, my ex is fucking crazy. It's like, okay, why was she crazy? I don't buy that.
No, 100%.
You know, all those little things, they are, look out for those red flags, but also give people a chance. I think I always go into dating, like during, especially during that time, I was thinking it was so fun. And like, I was just like, whatever, like mm-hmm. so casual, no stakes. Like I really was not expecting anything. I was like really, truly trying to be single. And I think when you're in that space, it takes a really good person to take you out of it.
Yeah.
So like leaning into like yourself and focusing on your best self, and only like a really good guy is going to pull you out of that. You're not going to settle for these like losers just to try to make it work.
Yeah. Wow. That's great advice. I love that, Kristen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, was this your first professional athlete that you dated seriously?
I my previous relationship before that, I actually dated a baseball player.
Really?
So he played in the minor system for the Rockies.
Okay.
So, when I met him, he wasn't a baseball player. So it was kind of an interesting.
Okay.
We went because we worked at Hollister together.
Get out.
I know. So funny.
Wait, that is hilarious.
Yeah. So I dated him. And then I never set out to be on this sports quest, but mm-hmm. my brother, he also plays professional hockey. So I've been around sports and I didn't mean to be. I'm not myself sporty. I actually have to throw out a first pitch at a Mets game next week.
Shut up.
And I'm a little nervous about it because I'm not a real sports
girly. Have you been practicing?
Yeah, I majored practice with me.
Please film TikToks of you practicing.
I need to.
Kristen, I need to see that
content.
It's like
very nerve-wracking.
Oh my God.
Like, are you sure you want me to do this?
I would be so nervous. Did they just DM you? Like, how did this
happen? No, it's for Sports Illustrated. So I think it'll be me and like another
girl. Other girls. Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Because if I have to go up there, like...
That's terrifying.
I'll die. I think I'll pass out.
At least, you know, I have to say, though, at least there's, like, low expectations from the
100%.
Crowd. You know, at least you're not, like, some beefy dude.
No,
that
I
you're
feel
like
for guys, that's, like,
that's
brutal.
That's even more embarrassing.
There's someone that, like, was it Snoop Dogg? Someone, like, threw it, like, literally, like, into the ground. So as long as I don't do that, I'll feel good. But at the end of the day, if I do that, I'm not.
Wow.
I'm
so
not,
you're practicing right now.
I need to practice probably a little bit more.
Wait, you have to film
my
TikToks.
My dad like was so excited. He drove down last weekend and he was like, let's throw the ball.
Shut up.
Like, okay, Dad.
Is he going to go to the game?
No, because it's in New York.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But I'm sure they'll try to find a way to tune into a live feed or something.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I need TikTok content.
He was trying to give me tips too.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, Dad, are you a baseball player?
That is such a dad thing to
I know.
Do. They think
all of
they
a sudden
know.
He's a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he fangirl over you dating Jared?
I mean, I think he's really into football now, which he was not into. Like we watched the Super Bowl growing up,
yeah.
but we weren't like a football family.
Okay.
So like I think he now is like more obsessed with it than in the beginning. He was like, okay, whatever. But now I think he thinks it's really cool.
See, that's so funny.
Yeah, and gets to go to games and stuff.
Well, of course. Yeah. My brother and my dad, they're both like, you should date this player. I'm like, I've never heard of him in my life. They
How
just
do they know all these people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's because fantasy, I think.
Yes, I think so.
They have their fantasy teams
right.
and whatnot. Have you ever joined a fantasy league?
No, but I'm tempted to. I think I might
we
this
should
year.
Do a girls one.
Please, let's do it.
And do like a crazy bet. Or
yes.
you know how they
well,
have the crazy.
Yes. They do the whoever loses.
Yeah, whoever loses.
Like
they have
one,
to do the craziest things.
One year in Jared's fantasy league, the guy that lost had to go to Nome, Alaska. Which Google that is like the and it was in the middle of winter.
Kelsey told me
yes,
this.
Yes, because it was her brother had
oh
to go.
Oh my God!
Yes, he had to go to Nome, Alaska, and he had to do all these like tasks there. And also, it's not like I guess the safest place in the world.
Wait, tasks?
I don't know.
Like
go into
fishing
a,
or
no? He had to like go into like I forget what it was. He had to go into a place and like say something crazy. He just had to do a bunch of stuff. And then he had to fly back. Like, and also just to get there, it's like a 20-hour travel or something crazy. You have to take like a plane
funniest.
To a train to a whatever.
I am dead.
I know. And then another time, one of the guys that lost in his fantasy had to fight in that Rough and Rowdy tournament.
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
And he actually won,
no!
which is actually crazy. But that was actually the year Jared was in the Super Bowl in Atlanta. And his friend had a fight in the Rough and Rowdy
Stop.
Tournament. Yeah, it was really funny.
Was there, I don't know if this is the right guy friend group or if it's another one. I feel like Kelsey told me this, though. Something to do with an aquarium. They had to get an aquarium with fish in their house or something.
Hmm.
Basically, I know a group of guys.
Yeah.
or someone who is dating
that
a group
like
of guys.
That sounds like fun. What did they have to do with
basically,
the
fish? Basically, they had to... install an aquarium like in their house.
Okay, then, amazing. Yeah. I would love that.
But like for guys, they're like,
I don't want an
do
aquarium.
This.
Yeah, that's funny.
We
See,
would
that's
have
a
to come
more
up
harmless. Like, I feel like the stuff that they do is like a little aggressive.
Yeah,
I'm like, can you take it down?
Things bananas.
One year, I think one of the things Jared was almost going to lose in his fantasy league, and the thing they were going to make him do was wear his jersey, his own jersey, uh-huh. to a bar and like not say anything. And like no. he had to like wear his jersey to a bar. Thankfully, he didn't end up losing. But could you imagine just like seeing like a grown man?
I've never thought about that.
No, how embarrassing would that be? And like so many pictures and people. He was not allowed to say like this was a bet. He had to just be like, yeah, I'm just wearing this. It's so, I don't know how they come up with this stuff. It's crazy.
What would be good for like a group of girls?
Probably something where you have to, yeah, wear something silly or
and, like go
do something crazy.
Yeah.
At, like sing the national anthem at One Oak. No, no one would hear you. Sing the national anthem at Craig's.
That would be hilarious.
In the middle of
or
dinner.
Like start the Pledge of Allegiance,
yeah.
or something.
And serious, can't yeah. say it's a bet. Maybe wear something crazy. I feel like there's girls are way easier to embarrass.
Or maybe like at an event. It had to be something at an event.
Or
like a girly
you
event.
Have to do a red carpet wearing like the most gnarly yes. thing ever.
Yes. That would be so good.
Wait, this would be fun.
Yeah, we should do this. I'll round the rally
okay.
the troops.
Okay, let's rally the troops. If anybody wants to be
next
our fantasy
season.
League.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. So Sports Illustrated yes. is coming out next weekend.
On Monday the 15th, I believe it comes out.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. First of all, congratulations
Thank
for
you.
The 80th time.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
so, thanks.
You are basically a veteran now.
Yeah, it's cool coming back feeling like I already like know what's
you
going
know
on. There's a little less pressure.
Okay.
It's a little, especially during my shoot, it felt like easier just because I wasn't worried as much about like being perfect or trying
yeah.
to make everything work. It just like kind of went and everybody's feels like a friend now, and it was
this
fun.
The second or third year?
So it's my second year technically, but I did swim search. So I did I've done three Sports Illustrated shoots.
Oh.
But the first one's a little, the swim search thing was slightly different. And then I shot last year or the year before in Barbados. And then this year I shot in Dominica.
And the first year was in Atlantic City, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, which was kind of during COVID.
Can you briefly explain what swim search is?
Yeah, so it was this really cool thing that basically Sports Illustrated said you could submit a video and we'll watch them all and pick a few girls to be a part of the issue. And it was really a great...
Through social media,
through
though.
Social media. And it's a great way to get...
It's a huge risk.
Huge risk, yeah. You had to put yourself out there to get chosen. And it was really just to open the doors for women across the country or wherever, actually, to just have an opportunity to be in the magazine and hear different stories and... have girls that aren't models and they're doing other things. And it was really cool. It's been a really fun thing to always see these submissions. And amazing women have come out of it. Like Camille Kostick came from Swim mm-hmm. Search. And
which is crazy. Because she's
just like yeah. a shooting star's superstar.
And like thank God she did that because we all needed Camille.
She's like the best human ever.
But same with you and Katie. I'm like,
oh,
thank
yeah.
God
and
you guys did that.
Seriously. And there was a part of me that almost didn't because I was embarrassed to put myself out there. Because what happens if you don't get it? Like, oh, first of all, you realize that nobody cares
no.
also if you don't get it because who cares?
Who cares?
So if there's ever an opportunity that comes up like that, you just have to do it and put yourself out there. But I remember being nervous, like going back and forth. Should I submit this video? And I ended up doing it and it was just the best. I mean, I think that year alone, that swim search year was such a good year of just personal growth for me because mm-hmm. I was saying yes to things. I was putting myself out there. I was also kind of tapping into just who I am as a person and what moves me and what's important to me. I think that really, they really focus on girls being more than just, you know, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know about you. They want to know what moves you. And I think that part of it was always like the most attractive part about mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated to me.
Well, you've been modeling since you were 9, right?
A long time.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've seen a lot of interviews, yours included, where models say how Sports Illustrated is such a different form of modeling, and they I guess in comparison to other modeling
yeah.
gigs, why are they so that it factor and so enjoyable for the model?
Well, I think first of all they're the one of the first magazines to like give the model a name, like literally mm-hmm. put the name next to the model. So until they were doing that, I mean, you'd see models in the magazines, you wouldn't know who they were. So here, when you would crack open a Sports Illustrated, you know, 20 years ago or longer than that,
mm-hmm.
you would get to read a little bit about them, see what they're into. Like, it's not just, you know, just a pretty face.
Clothes,
it's about
yeah.
what they're doing and what makes them special.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was always the part, giving these women a voice. And they've always been about that. And then on the other hand, they've always been just so inclusive
mm-hmm.
from like years ago when that was not a thing. Like, they really led that
mm-hmm.
like strongly. They led the, yeah.
industry that
industry
way.
In that way. And they've, I mean, from that time, I remember in high school was kind of when the tides started shifting. Kate Upton was in Sports Illustrated, which looking
iconic.
Back, it's like crazy that she was so crazy,
yeah.
that her body was so different than anything we'd seen
yeah.
before. But like at that time, all we were seeing was like tiny, tiny double zero mm-hmm. girls. So seeing someone like her really open the doors for women. I mean, I feel like when I saw her back then, it made me feel like safe and confident mm-hmm. in my own body. Like, look mm-hmm. at her. She's obviously a supermodel, stunning, amazing body. Uh-huh. But back then, it was such a different thing. And I think since then, they've just continued to push the boundaries and open more doors for women and include more people and diversity. And it's just been so amazing. And then when you show up to set, it's that same energy. It's that
okay.
same, you feel included, you feel comfortable. It feels like a family. And mm-hmm. I think that's why everybody loves them so much. And the models that have shot with them years and years ago have just the best things to say about them, because it truly is just an amazing yeah, magazine.
I love it. Do you feel like there's anything in the modeling industry that you still feel like they're so far behind on?
I think it really is changing. I think the one thing that is important, that companies aren't just doing things to look good on
or,
the
yeah,
outside.
On a PR perspective.
Yes.
Yes.
They need
I
to actually
agree.
Believe. You can really tell when a brand actually believes mm-hmm. in inclusivity mm-hmm. and diversity. And you can tell when it's kind of just like, we're just slapping this on.
Yeah.
So I think in time, we're going to see a lot more of that. And we're seeing, you know, people stepping away from just models, and they don't need to be, you know, models all the time. We're seeing influencers and girls that are doing amazing other things being included in the space. And I think that's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. We want to see everybody represented, not just, you know, pretty faces.
Totally. I was just watching one of your interviews with Elizabeth, or Liz, your
yeah.
bestie, and you guys came out with an epic swimsuit line.
Yes.
With, what is it, B Swim?
With B Swim, yeah.
And you guys seemed so passionate when you were talking about the adjustable straps and
yeah.
making sure it felt so good on everybody. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I think, I mean, I have a pretty, in the modeling industry, like a standard size body. It's so stupid to say those words, but it still does exist, terms like that. And I think...
What does that mean?
Just like I can fit into certain sizes,
okay.
essentially. Like there's plus and curve, and I'm about, you know, whatever size I am. And I still have trouble finding suits that fit me and make me feel good. And whenever I have that adjustability factor, it always just like... all of our bodies are different. No mm-hmm. matter if you're a size 2 or a size 16, like there's differences within those mm-hmm. parameters. And we need to be like... like clothes aren't meant to be like, we don't need to squeeze into clothes, like they're meant to fit us
uh-huh.
and we're
meant to be worn on a body,
exactly. and also we fluctuate, like
yeah.
maybe this week I need to tighten my strap,
no,
but maybe
literally.
Next week I need to loosen that sucker,
yeah.
So like we are flexible and we change weekly, and I think learning that that's okay and we're always constantly changing and our clothes should change with us
mm-hmm.
is You know, that's important. And we just want to feel people to feel confident.
Yeah. When you're not having the best body confidence day, what tips do you use to like get out of that headspace, or I guess just like move forward and not
yeah.
spiral? Like
I mean,
we all do sometimes.
Oh my gosh, we all do. I feel like we all go through that. And even still, you know, I think showing up to my Sports Illustrated shoot, like I'm getting hired, I'm picked to do this, and I'm still like, am I, you know, good enough for this? Like,
which
is this okay?
Crazy.
Is my body okay? Like, of course we have these thoughts, and it's just natural that we have these thoughts. Or just on a freaking weekend, my jeans are a little tight. I don't feel good. But I think you just have to get outside of yourself. And that's what I've learned, is trying to focus on other things, you know, laughing with your friends, doing something that has mm-hmm. nothing to do with your body, and getting outside of it. And realizing, oh my God, who the frick cares if my jeans are too small on
yeah.
me? Like, let's get a new size of jeans. I want a new cute pair. Like, I think getting outside of yourself and focusing on something else that has nothing to do with your body and more about your brain or your mind or your friends, even like meditating, like all that kind of mindfulness is just important to just kind of zoom out.
Well,
you know?
I feel like you're very one with nature or the world. I don't know. You are like, you're so zen.
Oh my gosh.
Which
you.
I love. So are there any, I guess, practices or actual practical tips or, you know, things that you use to get yourself out of that space?
I think
I know it, you have something down in there. I feel
like
it's, is.
Like, it always for me starts with gratitude. And I think that's so, like, everybody says that now. Uh-huh. But, like, it's so true. Like, when you wake up and you're grateful for having a blanket on your bed, mm-hmm. and, like, a roof over your head, and you get to choose what you get to eat for breakfast, like, I think when you start there, everything else is...
Who cares about the rest? Do you do one of those gratitude journals?
I did do that for a long time. Now I kind of just will lay in bed and I'll think of three things I'm grateful for, and maybe in an affirmation, I'll just, like, do it with my eyes closed before I feet hit the ground.
Okay.
And it's just a little more sustainable for me. I did the gratitude journal back when it first kind of came out, and I did love that, and I think it got me into the good practice. Uh-huh. But now I kind of like to have that, like, silence just in my mind and take that time, yeah, in the morning.
Absolutely. I feel like sometimes if I'm, like, going through a moment or I feel really anxious and I'm not at home, I'm not near my shit, yes, I'll, like, pull out my phone and go to my notes app and just write a list of, like, I'll just start naming off things I'm grateful for, because then it gets my head out of what I'm, like, spiraling over.
Yeah, I think putting things down is, yeah, really nice. Yeah, and so I feel like, yeah, whether you do it in your head or write things down, I need to get better at, like, just journaling. I never was a big just journaler. Mm-hmm.
You should try. I'm a big list maker. So I'll just be like, this happened today, then I went here.
Okay, I need to do that.
I'll just make it into a list or bullet format, right, versus, because I'm not like, today the grass is so green. And yeah, I'm not like.
I'm jealous of people that are like that,
oh,
though.
Oh, I know.
On TikTok, I follow these random, they're like history accounts that are about, like, old diaries, and they'll read them. And it's just like, wait, why don't we do this? Like, it's so beautiful. Like, what the heck?
That is so cool.
My grandma, actually, she's kind of like you. She's 105 now.
Oh, I know. I'm
obsessed
with her. But I
think because of her, every day after she came home from something, like even the grocery store, she'd be like, saw Joe at the grocery store. Joe has 3 kids. And she would write down a list of everything, every person she saw. And she has these lists from years and years and years and years. And I think that's what's helped her brain. And it also is just, like, nice to jot those things down.
Yeah. It's also cool. I feel like now I'm always thinking, kids, like, when I have kids, I'm gonna have a plethora of photos of them, right? In comparison to my parents, which they, yes, took a lot of photos of me, but because of the phones, like, we'll, right, have so many photos, we'll videos, so, etc.
Yeah,
but there's so much even on my social media that, like, people don't even know what's going on for realsies,
right,
just that's in my journal, you know.
Yes, that's,
like,
so
that's
true,
the most raw form of you.
Yeah, because you're that's just for you.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
Like,
yeah,
I would die to be able to read my mom's journal when she was 25.
Oh my gosh,
wouldn't that be
too
crazy?
And back then I feel like everybody was, like, diarying.
Yeah,
like, I wish we could get that.
So maybe I'll
maybe
do
it's time
for
to
our
whip it
daughters
out. Do it for our daughters to give it to them.
Me, every time I buy, yes, a purse, I'm like, for my daughter.
Also, who was it? Oh, do you know who Tanya Rad is?
Yes, I know
of
her. I don't know her personally.
She kept a journal, and now she has it from, like, when she started dating her now boyfriend, which I'm pretty sure they're going to get married. So, like, but she has, like, first date.
She's
like,
so, I love following her. I don't know her personally.
She's a great follow. She's so amazing and positive and so cool.
So positive.
Yeah, she's
and
a really cool
she's
person.
She's so inspiring. Like, I feel like if I'm down bad, I go to her page. I'm
she's
just watching her stories.
She's liquid sunshine. Like, just like,
she's, yeah, like, posting all her butterfly signs and stuff.
I love
her so much. Okay, tell me a little bit more about the B-Swim,
yes, oh,
line,
yeah,
slash club. How did that come to fruition? What has that been like?
So it's been really fun. So my friend Elizabeth, who's also a model, we met probably 8 years ago. She's one of my best friends in the industry. Mm-hmm. And we've always wanted to do something together. And she actually had this collaboration with B-Swim for the last, I think, 2 or 3 years. And this was a special collection we wanted to do it together. So she brought me in and we got to design literally everything from
the
prints to the cuts, like truly like pulling inspiration from, you know, pictures in the 90s of prints we liked and then having it like turned into something. It was so fun and so creative and we had the best time and it's cool to work on something with your best friend and it was just the best experience and it makes us like want to continue to do things together because it was just such a cool experience.
So cool. Do you feel like kind of getting your toes into a different industry as far as, I mean, I know it's still aligned with the swimsuit,
yeah,
stuff, but fashion and like selling a product and, you know, doing the merchandising, etc. Does that make you want to steer away a little bit from modeling in the near future? Or do you have any interest doing that?
Yeah, I think that's all part of the reason that we really wanted to do it as well. It's just we kind of feel like we've done a lot in the modeling industry and there's only so much you could do there. Like we feel like we've done a lot and we really would love to put our energy into building something of our own and putting our time into that instead of selling other people's products. Like, yeah. Why aren't we selling our own? So it was a really fun process. And I think we learned a lot through it about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And we're both maybe a little bit more on the creative side. And maybe if we did have a business of our own, we would need to bring in someone that's a little more business savvy because we're both just like in the wind. But we had so much fun. And I think we really realized that we loved kind of being on the other side of things. And we really found a passion there. So
yeah. You guys are doing a great job marketing because I feel like I see it everywhere.
Oh, good.
And it's so cute. The brown and the black. I know, we need to get you one. Yeah. I'm so obsessed. They're so cute.
It was good. The hardest part was actually coming up with everything a year before. Because, I mean, this is our first time in the fashion space. So you don't really think about that. You can love something, but by the next year, you're like, ugh, this is gross. Like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
So we had to look at all these, you know, forecasts for trends and all these things and just hope for the best that we're still going to like these prints and stuff next year. And thankfully, it worked out and everybody still loves everything. And that was the most, like, kind of nerve-wracking part is trying to, because we're not fashion experts and we're just kind of doing what we want in a bikini. So.
I feel like what you're doing is literally every girl's dream. Like, I made my own swimsuit.
It is
like,
cool.
Line. Like, that's crazy.
I never thought I would be able to say that. So it is really cool. I need to like celebrate that more because it is freaking cool.
What do you do with all the swimsuits? I know Katie, one of her swimsuits, she framed, right?
I know. I'm so dumb.
Do you get to keep them?
Here is the perfect example of... Like, ask for things. Like, I'm the number one people pleaser. Like, I will never go out of my way to, like, ask for something. And Katie has all these beautiful memorabilias of her suits from that she shot on Sports Illustrated. And I don't have a single one because I didn't ask for it.
Shoot.
So freaking ask for things.
Well, could you still – do they still have it?
Probably not. But I should just order the same one.
You should. Honestly, you should. You just buy your own.
Why don't I do those things? I'm so dumb.
She's exceptional with it.
Good. That's one amazing thing about
she's
like
always thinking
being
ahead.
Friends. I feel like you guys have a similar energy where being around people like you, I feel like I learned so much about that kind of business side or just do like doing what you want to do. Like go forward. No one's going to get mad at you for asking. The worst thing you're going to get is a no. Sorry, you can't take
no,
this
literally.
Home. Like,
yeah.
Why am I so afraid of that? I feel like I've been really...
Really?
Trying to figure that out recently. Yeah.
No way. That kind of surprises me about you because I feel like you've accomplished so much.
Yeah, but I think – and I in some ways, I think because of how I am, that has helped me, especially in modeling. That's probably the worst thing about it is you get rewarded for just being, like, pretty and nice and, like, keeping quiet and not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
You get hired again and again and again. Mm-hmm. So I've enabled that in myself. So that's what I do, you know. I stay quiet and I just do my job and don't complain.
Do you feel like you're naturally like that or it's because you were told that works in the modeling industry?
I don't know. That's one thing I wonder because I did start so young that I think those little things were, you know, praised when I was little. And so that's how I thought like I would get praised from adults is by being like that. So I think innately I was probably slightly like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked the worst industry for myself. And I wonder what I would have been like if I didn't do that. And someone was like, you know, I was more confident. I was saying what I wanted. And I maybe didn't get hired for jobs because I was, you know, saying what I wanted. So it's interesting to think back.
Well, I think there is something when you're first starting out with anything to just like almost shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Like be a sponge.
You do have to,
which is so valuable. But you have like so much experience and leverage now, you could totally ask for what you want.
Yes. I think I'm stepping into that era. It's taken 30
years.
Yeah.
Your 30th year.
I think I am stepping into that era and realizing that you're only doing yourself a disservice if you're just being agreeable.
Okay.
And not sticking up for yourself and not using your voice.
Wow. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's something right now that you're kind of afraid to step up and say what you want for right now?
You know what? Gosh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think if there's anything specific. I feel like just in general, like on a day to day, like if your order is wrong at a restaurant, turn it away. Like truly little stupid things like that. Like you are ordering this, you're paying for it. Like this will trickle down and through the rest of your life and it will show up when you're on set with someone and someone asks you to do something. Like you need to just be able to stand up for yourself and say no. And I mean, it sounds so silly for people that don't have that people pleasing mentality. Mm-hmm. It sounds like duh. But for someone that it's just so ingrained in my personality, I have to like really think about it and say, no, like that's not right. And I'm not going to do that.
Totally. Yeah. It's it's almost like finding comfort in being uncomfortable.
And making other people feel uncomfortable. Yeah. I feel like my whole life I walk around trying to make everyone else uncomfortable except for me. Like yesterday, here's a good story. I was at Aloe, the wellness club.
Oh, yeah.
And I did the cold plunge.
Okay.
And I went in there and I actually just went in the outfit I was wearing because I had a change of clothes in the car. And but the girl that was helping us, she was like, oh, my gosh, I'll get you a change of clothes after. So I got in. I got out. It was freezing. It's freezing cold. It's like 40 degrees. So I did 3 minute cold plunge. Then got out and I dried myself.
Which is bananas, with by the way. I can only last like a minute.
Thank you. It's one of my modeling gave me that, too.
Okay. 3 minutes.
You have to smile through the pain of cold water.
3 minutes is insane.
Yeah. So I did that. I got out, toweled myself off, and like was kind of waiting for
to bring you the clothes.
My friend to bring me the clothes, and she just didn't. She kind of forgot because I was just being so chill. And then we like got upstairs, and then my friends were like, they accidentally touched my pants. They're like, oh my God, you're wet. I was just walking around with wet clothes.
Kristen!
Like, what am I doing? It's embarrassing. And that's just a perfect example of like, oh my God, like you need help. Like you have issues, girl.
That is
girl.
A great example. Yep. That's hilarious. Yeah, so you just couldn't, were you thinking
also,
I should tell her?
Uncomfortable.
Okay. But were you thinking like, oh, I should tell her, but I'm just nervous too?
I don't know what I was thinking. I was just like, oh, maybe like she didn't end up having the clothes, or like maybe there's like, maybe she didn't want to really gift me anything. Like, I didn't want to overextend myself. I was already there for a workout and like doing all these amazing things. So I just didn't want to like ask too much.
My gosh. Yeah. Katie would have been like, get me those clothes.
I know. Katie was laughing. Katie was with me and she was dying because like that is the perfect example of like.
Well, that's why you're a good dynamic duo.
Yes. And yeah. And Katie's teaching me her ways, which is good. But yeah, next time I will definitely ask for the clothes. I won't be a freaking. It's also just like that's so weird to do that.
To what? To not say?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're
hilarious.
I'm just
a weirdo, like going through the lobby of Aloe, like squeak, 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 squeak.
No, but I get it. It's a little nerve wracking. Right now I go to this gym, and one of the guys has been mispronouncing my name for a while.
Oh, that's a tough one.
But like, you know when you're just like in the workout zone.
How is he mispronouncing your name?
I know.
What is he saying?
Tyler.
Oh, that's, I kind of like that.
Which,
well, not for you, but that would be a cute name for you.
Thank you. But like, but at first I was like,
that's so weird.
It started as Taylor and then it moved to Tyler. And I was like, did someone tell him Tyler? But
someone
like, I'm in the middle
have.
Of working out. So I'm like, I'm not going to be like, by the way, it's not.
And also
that.
It's too many times
now.
It's been so long.
It's like, whatever. So the other day they like had my name written down on something and I like crossed it out and I was like, this isn't my name. And I like wrote TK. I was like TK or Taylor. And I wrote it down and I was like, okay, they'll figure it out. But I was like.
So everybody, it wasn't just one person. Everybody
no,
was saying.
It was just one person like
but
in particular.
That will quickly like leech out into other people and they'll be like, oh,
no,
is
right?
it actually Tyler?
No, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I was like, why am I in my head
right.
about saying this? Like,
I know,
it's
just
literally
say
my
it's
name.
Your name. Just say it. Yeah, I know.
So I relate.
Okay, good.
But
okay, I'm not alone.
It's funny because normally I am outspoken. If it's anyone else,
yes.
if they said your name wrong, I would be like,
same.
No, by the way, it's Kristen, blah, blah, blah.
Same.
You know?
That's exactly how I am. If it's someone else, I will quickly stand up for them. But
yeah.
it's just when it's your, it's like, that is so lame. You can't stand up. So,
so we need
we're
to work
stepping
on
into that,
that
era
yeah.
in our 30s. But I think it's a problem. Like, it's a women thing. Like,
it
we've all been raised
thing.
To just be agreeable and like, I think.
Not speak up.
Yeah.
And
that's hard.
Flow.
And it's just like a reality. And. We got to get our power back, baby.
I love that. There's actually this girl on TikTok. I don't know if you saw it, but next time I see it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's this girl where she was trying to basically get a hold of this and like find comfort in being
yes.
uncomfortable. And so she was doing like a 30-day challenge, I think,
oh my
where
God.
Every day she had to do something that was uncomfortable. So one of the things was like she had to go to Lowe's and just like ask to see the warehouse part. Or like
okay.
go in the back. She was like, I just want to see what's in the back. So she just went into Lowe's and
okay.
like and recorded herself on TikTok. She like went into Lowe's and was like, I would love to see. She was like, can you show me the back? Like what it
right.
looks like the back room. And the employee's like, what? And she's like, why? And she's like, well, I just want to see it. Like I've always wondered.
And then did he take
and
her?
Then they yeah.
Come on.
It's crazy.
Okay, I need to find this girl because this is exactly what I need
so
to do.
So we need to like start doing
yes.
little challenges.
Okay.
Like I'm very aware now if like I get the wrong drink or whatever,
yes.
I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I actually ordered this.
Yeah, and guess what? They don't care. Like,
if they got the wrong drink.
Yes, it's not your fault.
Yes,
like,
it's not you inconveniencing.
I know. It's a good, yeah.
And
so
it's not rude. I think sometimes I
yes.
used to be like, oh, it's so rude. I'm like,
and
it's not rude.
Because you're
gonna
not going to be rude saying it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's one thing to be an asshole. But like,
exactly.
neither of us are going to be an asshole. So, yeah.
I love it.
Stepping into that era.
I'm dead. Okay, so Liz is your bestie, and that's who you did the B-Swim collab with. You, something I admire about you so much is the friendships you have created in such a, what can be a lonely city or just like a toxic city sometimes. Yeah. What do you feel like has made you so successful in finding really great girlfriends to be around?
I think I, first of all, I think I have a, get a pretty good read on people off the bat. And I think I also listen a lot. Like, I'm not the loudest one in the room, but I take a step back and I listen to what people say. Like, and I like...
That's huge.
Take it in. Like, I'm not going to, like, judge someone, but I like, track all those things. And I think that helps me, first of all. And then I think also I found people that really don't care that much about this industry. And, like, yes, you want to be successful. Yes, you want to work. Yes, you want to make money. But, like, it's not your identity.
Totally.
And I feel like the people I surround myself with don't take it seriously. And like that's one of the things I loved about Katie, because we kind of really got close in during the Sports Illustrated Swim
Search. I love Katie.
She's the best. And both of us were the only, not the only ones, but we really were like just grateful to be there. And like we weren't really like stressed about the outcome. We were just like, this is so fun. Like this is, it's not the end of the world if we don't get this. And I think both of us just had a perspective over the whole thing that none of this really matters. Like, we're not doing brain surgery. This is, like, we're making TikToks and taking pictures.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you know? So I think that's the problem in LA, and that's why people think they have such a hard time finding people that aren't toxic. It's like, you just need to find people that aren't just, like, so obsessed with being seen and being cool and being, you know?
No, 100%.
The it person.
Well, the thing I love about Katie and you now that I'm slowly getting to know you more is you guys aren't the type of people that go to a bar and you're like, this isn't fun, we need to go somewhere else. You're just like, let's just make this fun.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, Katie is the epitome of that.
Yeah, actually.
Katie is the epitome of there for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, that's actually and true. She not just, a long time. She's going to hit the hay.
Yeah, she's going to go be hard. There, make her mark. She doesn't, you know, when you're with that group of friends and they're like, this isn't fun.
Or
like,
let's you're
go
talking
to
someone and they're like looking around the room to see like who else is walking in. I'm like, hello, I'm right
like,
here.
Hi, I'm speaking to you.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, I feel like that is such a good example of like people that are what people think of LA people, and like reality, most people aren't like that, but there are the people that are just like ready for the next best thing. They want to be around the cool people, and like that's all that matters. Where it's like that's not fun. Like we just want to have fun at a bar and go crazy.
Exactly.
And be ourselves.
Do you have any tips for someone that has moved to a new city and they're having trouble finding new friends? Like what would you recommend them do?
I mean, I definitely can relate to that because half the year I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I knew no one there.
What did you do when you moved to Detroit?
Thankfully for me, I had a kind of a built-in thing where I can meet other girls on the team, but I have made friends outside of the team as well. And I think, I mean, as weird as it can sound, like, especially if you like social media, like, seeing other girls that are in your city that like are doing fun things, going out to dinners that you want to try, like what message them? What are they going to say? They're just not going to respond if they don't want to. Like putting yourself out there, going and planning, like sit at a freaking bar by yourself. Who cares? Bring a cool book and hang out. I feel like you just have to put yourself out there, and it's annoying, but take workout classes, group workout classes, and then talk to people at the end of it.
Yeah.
Like you have to do that. You have to, you know, be like, oh, my God, I love your workout set. And then that
really
starts
have to put
things.
Yourself out there.
You do. And, like, it's amazing. Like, whoever's moving to a new city on their own, like, that alone takes so much courage and strength. Like, you're halfway there. Like, you just got to put yourself out there a little bit more. And maybe you're not going to click with the first few people. But after a while, you're going to find your people. And
totally.
It's going to be great.
You know what's so funny, too, is even though I am super outgoing and I'm the one that's typically, like, I feel
like you're so inclusive.
First, I love it when someone comes up to me and they're like, "Oh, they start the conversation," because I'm like, "Thank God for once, like
the pressure's not on you.
I don't have to be the one that says something."
Yes,
so that's what I'm saying is people normally love when you come up to them.
Yeah,
so don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Everybody loves that, and if they don't, like you don't want to be friends with that person anyway.
100%.
If they're gonna be like, "This girl's weird for saying hi," like I wouldn't want to be friends with that person. So I feel like I did that a lot at workout classes and. You know, maybe knocking on your neighbor. Is that dangerous? Knocking on your neighbor's door? But like going, you know, just, yeah, you just have to put yourself out there.
Kind.
And just being open to people. And like, not everybody's going to be exactly like you. And just and accept that. And like, you can learn something from everybody, even if they're not your best friend.
That's one thing I love that you said earlier is there's friends who are your workout friends. There's friends who are your work friends. There's friends who are your, you know, foodie friends. Like, And not everyone has to be BFF.
And also not, like, no one can be your everything. Like, I even say that with relationships. Your partner can't be all of those things to you. Like, you're still going to need to be fulfilled in other parts of your life outside of your partner. I think that's also the trouble people fall into, is they think, this is my person. They're supposed to be my best friend. They're supposed to be able to gossip with me. And, like, no, that's for girl time. Like, you need to split up your interests and have different things outside of your partner. And that's what, like, makes it a fun, full circle, well-rounded situation.
For sure. How would you say you categorize those things for you that, like, fulfill you?
Oh, my gosh. I think for me, of course, there's my, you know, Jared, my partner. He's, like, my best friend. He's definitely the first person I go to for things. But then there's, like, my girl time that I desperately need. Like, I love being around women. Like, there's just something about, like, being around a group of girls.
You're the biggest girls girl I've ever met in my entire life.
I have the best
time with
girls.
Kristen is a girls girl.
I'm a girls girl. And, like, also, your partner should love that about you.
Yeah.
And find that attractive. Like, he loves that I, like, will go hang out with my friends. And then outside of that, like, I also love animals. Is that in that circle?
But,
like,
no, you do.
I also find, like, fulfillment with, like, volunteering and animals and, like, that space. And I feel like those, like, are, like, my little pillars that make me feel happy and whole. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a better person in each of those when all of those little cups are being filled.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Why is giving back so important to you?
I think first of all, it's because I mean, I live a life of so much privilege and I'm very aware of that. I mean, my parents didn't we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, but, like, I always had a roof over my head. I always had food on the table. Like, we didn't stress about that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't getting, like, a fancy car or, like, cool fancy jeans or anything. But I didn't have to worry about that. And that alone is privilege. And I think I also walk through this world. I'm a model. Like, all of those little things, I realize my privilege. And I realize how other people just – that's not the same experience. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I almost had, like, a guilt associated with that. And I think at first I was doing things – to help other people, to make myself feel better.
Wow.
And I kind of realized that. I was like, wait, am I doing this? Like, is this out of, like, an ego thing? And then I realized by doing it more and leaning in, like, no, like, I was leaning into this other side of me that, like, no, this is what moves me. This is what makes me feel good, because not out of ego, but out of feeling like I'm helping someone. And, like, in that, in turn, I guess it is, it's not ego, but it's just, like, this idea that, like, I can help someone, even in such a small way. And I think giving back has just helped me kind of zoom out of my life and realize that there's bigger and more important things. And I think just taking the time, and I also realize that I have the time. Like, other people that are working a 9-to-5 every day of the week, they don't have time to volunteer. Mm-hmm. I have a day off usually every week from modeling or working that I can take time and give back. And I think for me, it's just I don't know. It just made me, like, zoom out and realize the important things in life and realize that, you know, everybody's story is so different. And we're just so lucky that we get to, like, sit here and talk, you know, in this room. And not everybody gets that chance. And I think volunteering and just being involved in spaces like that, just it's been so fun. And you just learn so much about the world and people in it. Like, I feel like your trip to Africa, like, I feel like you had so much,
so,
like,
fun.
You walked away with from that. Yeah. Just, like, seeing more. Like, the more you see,
totally.
Even, like, in your
it's
own
just perspective.
City. Yeah, it's perspective. Yeah. And it just helps you realize that, like, all of these stupid things that we stress out about
are
like,
not worth it.
Truly nothing. Like, we do not need to worry. Like, life is amazing. Life is amazing. It is what it should be.
Yeah.
And little Drake quote. But, yeah, I just feel like it's helped me so much, and maybe that's selfish, but I think it's just helped me have perspective and just be able to, you know, see what's important in life. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I think there's nothing wrong with helping others, making that make you feel good.
Right.
I think there's, I think that's a
thing. I feel like I wasn't saying that in the right way, but, like, it does just make you feel good to do something else for someone else, because you're outside of yourself when you're doing that.
Yeah, I wasn't
really, like, explaining that.
No. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I see what you mean, though. Yeah, I think a lot of people think, oh, they're just doing that to go post a story.
Exactly. But that's what I was worried about, I think, when I first started out. But I did realize, too, the more I posted about it and the more I, like, let people in, because at first I wouldn't post because I'm like, if you really cared, you wouldn't post. And, like, you would just be doing it, like, in the trenches. But then I realized when you post, you get, like, 10 people that are going to go volunteer the next day. Like, I feel like I have, like, helped so many people connect with, like, charities here in LA and Detroit, like, that maybe they just didn't even know about. And, like, who cares? If one person gets to be inspired by that, then that's worth it.
Well, and isn't that the point of having a platform?
Exactly.
Is using it for good like that, you know? Okay, I wanted to ask, because I wanted to ask you even off camera.
Yes.
What charities or nonprofits do you recommend girls like me could get involved in? Yeah. And how?
Oh my gosh.
In LA. I know you're with Girls Inc.,
yeah,
right?
Girls
and
Inc.
Baby
is
to Baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are my two like main ones in LA.
Also, how'd you find those? How'd you get affiliated?
So Girls Inc. I actually found because I was doing a similar program in Detroit, and I was doing that kind of while I was in during the season there, and then I was trying to find something similar to it in LA. And then I found Girls Inc., and it's truly the most amazing program. They're helping young women who are in, you know, parts of the city that don't maybe have the support from parents or, you know, teachers. A lot of the schools we work with are on like in the Inglewood area, mm-hmm, and the east side of LA. So they just might not have that mentorship and support. And so that's where Girls Inc. comes in. They kind of just, they come in to teach these girls things outside of school. So confidence and body positivity. Or one semester we did science. Like just things that don't have to do with like day-to-day school that are fun and that build confidence. And then hopefully that will just excite them and then help them move through life better. Yeah. And to just give them that kind of support system and be the people that they can rely on and count on. Because for some girls, school is the only place that they get that kind of support.
Totally.
And a lot of the girls I would work with, they were dying to be at school. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would complain about going to school when I was little. But like,
which is crazy.
These girls are so excited to be there because they're being around people that care about them and love them. And so I love Girls Inc.
Which, God bless teachers.
Truly, 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 truly.
They're incredible amazing. People.
Truly amazing. So Girls Inc. is amazing. Their volunteer program is a little different because you can't just drop in. So because they really want you to show up for girls week after week after week. So they're seeing the same people and they feel like people aren't just leaving them.
Okay.
So that one's a little different because you really have to commit to, I think it's like usually a 9-week program for volunteers, but you can always donate to them. And they're always looking for more donations for like supplies and things. So like they can maybe take girls on field trips and things like that.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Which is amazing.
So for that, do you sign up somewhere?
Yeah. So if you just go to girlsincla.com, you can find, I think it says like where to volunteer.
Is it one day a week, like a specific day?
So when I did it, I did 2 days a week and it was for like 9 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But another organization that I love so much that makes it really easy for people like you is Baby to Baby, because they have a really easy online platform to sign up and you can literally drop in. Like you could sign up the night before.
Oh, amazing.
And drop in. They do like usually 3 or 4 hour shifts, and there you just kind of pack up essentials for women and children and
incredible.
They get sent across the country.
And can you donate there as well?
You can donate there as well. And then,
okay, I'll try and put the links of everything in the description.
There's so many good things. If you ever are confused or have any questions or in a city, I feel like I've like put so much time and effort in this so that
you should
know.
Make a highlight on your
I know,
Instagram.
I should.
Because it sounds really stupid, but I've been wanting to get involved.
I know.
Volunteering. I don't know why. When I grew up in Indiana, I feel like I was always volunteering. There was
right,
always something.
Through school and stuff,
school,
it's so easy. But when you get to be an adult, you have to like figure it
I'm
out.
I'm like, why is it hard to figure out where to volunteer?
It is.
And also like being a young girl, you want to make sure it's safe. You want to make sure
of
it's
course.
A good gig
yeah.
or whatever. You know, not like in a weird way.
Right.
Just, you know, you want to be in a safe environment. Especially if you're single, going alone, whatever. So
speaking of, that's another great place. Thing to do if you're in a new city is go volunteer, because then you'll meet like-minded people. But anyway, 100%. Back to
I've heard a bunch of people meet like their guy at a charity event and
cute.
Stuff, which is
that.
Really cute. Anyway, next time you go to one or sign up, will you tell me? Because I would love to go.
Let's go to Baby.
I would love. But you should definitely do a highlight, because I feel like there's a ton of girls like me that are like, where do I go? If just someone told me, I would, which I know I could do with the own
no,
work
but
figuring it out.
They don't make it easy. I will say it is.
But there's
really,
people that are busy, you know.
And it's really sometimes hard to navigate because a lot of these, you know, organizations don't have like fancy websites. It's like a little like hard
100%.
To navigate and get around, so I totally get it. And so just come to me.
Okay, amazing. Are there any others besides Girls Inc. and Baby to Baby you would recommend?
Well, those two are in LA. I think Baby to Baby, they have a few other locations, and then in Detroit where I also work, there's an amazing organization called Forgotten Harvest, which is to solve like the food scarcity issue there.
Wow.
And they actually rescue food from grocery stores that is you know, that's not expired, but the produce is still good. Mm-hmm. And then they get that directly to the people. And then they also have farms in across Michigan where I've actually gone and worked at the farms where I harvested cabbage and stuff.
That's
and all
epic.
Of all of the produce from these farms go directly to people in need. And so I love that.
This has been amazing.
The best day.
Thank you so much.
I could sit
much.
And talk here for hours, baby.
Thank you for coming. Where can everyone follow you and get your Bee Swim stuff?
Yes. Okay, so you can follow me at Kristen Harper. So it's at, and then I spell my name, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N, Harper.
Love it.
And through there, I mean, you could find the link to Bee Swim through there, but if not, it's on Everything But Water, and it's also on the Bee Swim website, so if you just type in Bee Swim.
Amazing.
By Elizabeth and Kristen. It's there. And yes.
And everyone look out for her in Sports Illustrated.
Yes. We'll be coming out.
So excited for you. It'll probably already be out by the time this episode's out, which is amazing.
Get your issue now.
Yeah. Get your issue. Go get some Bee Swim and go gas Kristen up in her DMs.
Oh, love you guys.
And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you guys.
Oh, I love
Bye.
That. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.